This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yes, sir. It is time for the G-Bag of the Day. Alex Singleton coming up in 7 minutes. Segments brought to you by Window Nation and the Frankels. If you are hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels 214-333-3333. Go to truckwreck.com. Corey Majors from KNC Masterpiece sitting down with us. He's going to cast a vote here.
Let's go.
In this G-Bag of the Day. And then free agent linebacker Alex Singleton is set to join us as Lucius Alexander joins us from the Pimp Cup. And a good afternoon, sir.
Yo, good afternoon, fellas. How is everybody doing out there?
It's great. It's
Arizona.
It is fun here on day one for us. How's the Metroplex going?
It's fine. Now, what city are we in Arizona?
Phoenix. We're downtown Phoenix.
Okay, cool. All right, just want to make sure. Our winner is Sean from the RJ and Choppy Show. If it wasn't Phoenix.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I got that Scottsdale plug.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, we'll make the drive.
Bro. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I'm with you. Up with Scottsdale.
I'm
like
with
a
you.
King, bro.
So we'll see you at 7 o'clock.
Perfect.
Phoenix time.
Sean from the RJ and Choppy Show in the morning. This is what Sean likes, and he is our winner so far.
I love watching the virginity being taken of the young guys.
Jeez.
Mark.
Don't mark that.
Taking it all.
Don't know. I meant like radio new,
yep,
new
the young guys.
Yep. New.
Yeah.
Honestly, don't use that. That's like,
please use it.
That's like Chris Hansen. Born. No.
That's
I'm
Chris Hansen. With
new radio experiences for Chia Follow and Walchuk.
Exactly.
Oh, Sean.
Whatever you want to call it.
He's been knocking on our door
whatever
all night.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, whatever
very
you want
awkward.
To call it.
Back door.
You can change the name of it, but I know what it is, bro. I know what it is.
Now, do you guys feel like your virginity is gone? Your radio virginity is officially gone?
Yeah.
Or does will this
no, every
is
day,
it just the tip now with day one?
Every day I think a cherry is going to be popped.
It was a full-fledger for me. That's why I brought a backup pair of undies.
There you go.
Just for today.
Sorry,
I don't need them for the rest of the week.
Hey, no, it's all great. My new favorite city councilman is Mr. Eric Mays in Flint, Michigan. Oh, man, this man is on fire. I think he's going through a disorderly conduct trial because how much fire he spits at these meetings.
Mm.
But he's really that dude. He is him.
Gets the people fired up.
He gets the people fired up. He doesn't like adjectives being dropped about him. Don't describe him in adjectives unless they're totally honest.
What is your point?
What did you say? You're not going to allow me to do what? I mean, I'm trying to hear what you're saying.
Okay, I think that you can hear me just fine, but for the record, I said I will not allow you to gaslight this community.
Gaslight?
Yes, sir. I suggest you look it up.
Oh.
We will continue with this appeal.
We'll deal with this after the appeal. Watch yourself.
As a reminder on the appeal.
Because I can use adjectives.
Excuse me, Mr. Mays, you are out of order.
Don't use no more adjectives for me. You can shake your head all you want. You can turn red all you want. Leave me alone.
Point of order.
What's your point?
Mr. May stated that it's about to get funky in here, and I don't know what he's referring to.
Gaslighting and adjectives. It's going to get funky in here because I'm going to use a bunch of adjectives.
Okay.
I'm sitting here burnt to a crisp, and you think it's funny. You think it's cavalier. You wasted all that time to get two votes, and you talking about me gaslighting some. I don't like the adjectives. Those are catchwords. To call me a fool.
Here, here.
That man's
wow,
wild,
about
bro.
To get funky.
It's about to get funky in here. What does that mean, tone. Gaslight?
I don't disagree with that guy.
Nah, neither do I, really. It's my guy. It's my guy right now. Let's see.
A lot of people still struggle with figuring out what gaslighting means. Like, just
I do.
Exactly
I mean, it's so old, right?
Yeah.
It's like a movie from the 20s with the gaslight in it or something.
That's where you take the lighter and you light your fart, right?
Kinda, yeah.
Lloyd Christmas style.
Yeah.
That's a great party trick, man.
The Bunsen burner.
Been a big fan of it for years.
Great series on Starz, too, by the way, called Gaslighting. Great series.
Ooh, okay.
Fantastic. Sean Penn is in the movie. You wouldn't even realize Sean Penn is in the movie unless you look at the credits. Whole time you're watching Sean Penn, though. It's amazing.
Walchuk loves Sean Penn and Milk.
I'm Harvey Milk, and I'm here to fight for you.
Crazy film.
liked it too, bro. Let's see. How about David Benvenides?
Okay.
David Benvenides is a fighter. He's fighting Caleb Plant in March. There has a press conference last week about this situation. Benvenides reads his diss for Caleb Plant from his phone. And the whole internet is roasting him for, like, reading it from his phone. Because, like, why can't you just freestyle it off the top of your dome? You're not mad at him. Why'd you write something down? And I remember people getting mad at Drake back in the day for freestyling a rap. And he was had his phone in his hand. And he was reading from it. People got mad at him. But now everybody does it. Anyway, here's Benvenides taking shots at Caleb Plant. But he read it off his phone. I mean, he wrote it the day before.
There's been a lot of shit talking going back and forth. But on March 25th, I get to put hands on Caleb Plant. And trust me when I say, I'm going to beat the fucking living shit out of you. I'm going to beat the living shit out you. Yo, yeah, and then when you're in the fucking ground bleeding from your fucking mouth, you're going to realize how to respect a real fucking monster. That's real. What? I'm scared because I'm
David, leave him alone. He's about to cry.
This dude, man, he has 13 knockouts. He thinks just because he knocked Anthony Durrell out, that's supposed to be something to me. I beat the shit out of Anthony Durrell when I was 23 years old. I was champion before you. I got 3 fucking belts right now. Man, I'm what you want to fucking be. You a fucking chump. You ain't nothing. And watch, March 25th, mark my words, I'm going to put this motherfucker in the hospital.
Right.
And he had to type that out. He had to type that out.
Can you imagine what the rough draft looked like?
It's amazing because Lucius had to bleep that thing about 36 times.
So, oh yeah,
he had to type all that out.
Very well thought out.
I think that was the rough draft.
Yeah.
He might be one of those fighters that when he tries to do the impromptu trash talk, it really backfires.
Yeah.
So, you know, he might have watched that one we ran a couple of weeks ago that was brutally awkward. He's like, I can't do it, man. They're like, well, you got to do it if you want to sell the fight. He's like, well, let me write something down then.
Bet. It's on.
Pull a pen on paper.
Hilarious. Is your boy there yet? We have a company yet? Okay, all right. Let me slide this one through. LeGarrette Blunt was on KMC earlier.
LeGarrette was great.
Yeah. He was awesome. And he was talking about the Brady retirement video, right?
Yeah.
Corey?
Well, I'm sorry. One second.
He was talking about the Brady retirement video.
Oh yeah. So you know they're doing the sand. You know the sand up for eBay auction.
There we go.
With Tom Brady, and he was like, "Hey, I got some thoughts about that."
Doing the sand.
He has thoughts about it.
I don't know what happened, but it's not on there anymore.
Yeah, I seen that. I seen the one that was up. I seen the one that the bid got up to $100,000. Now, does eBay let him sell that?
Maybe they're saying no.
Or does eBay say, nah, because we can't confirm if this is the real Brady ass sand.
I think they pulled it because of that.
Is this really Brady's ass sand?
Yeah, nobody knows. How would one confirm that, I wonder? All right.
He just has to scrape it right off his butt.
That's a good point.
Let me get this.
I mean,
come on, cuz. What are we doing?
Hey, Alex just walked over, Lucius, so we're going to get this vote in. LeGarrette Blunt on Brady's retirement video. David Benavidez taking shots while reading. Eric Mays, Flint, Michigan City Councilman. Sharif loves watching stuff get taken. Majors, cast the first vote.
I lost my virginity to my wife.
Okay. 1-0?
Yeah.
All right. What?
I mean, that's the truth. I'm with her today, so yeah, I mean, right for on, you guys.
The truth teller. Good job, my guy.
It's a special connection.
Good stuff.
Was Sean there?
Wolchuk?
I'm also going to go for Sean and Corey's wife.
Okay, we're a 2-0 brought us.
The Honorable Eric Mays, please.
Honorable Eric Shots Mays is 2-1. Chiafalo?
Yeah, Corey's wife for sure.
Love you, Corey.
Hold on, that wasn't the way that I was supposed
one.
To go.
That was amazing.
Lucius?
Eric Mays.
Okay, I'm going to vote for him. Let the Tolos decide.
All right.
Is it Sharif or is it Eric Mays, the Flint, Michigan City Councilman? Jump on to @GBagNation. Thank you so much, Corey. It's great to see you as always. Let's party tonight.
Let's party tonight, Corey.
Let's party, Corey.
KNC Masterpiece, 10-2 weekdays right here on 105.3 The Fan. Can we get Alex Singleton now, Tim? I'm going to create this Insta poll. Who is your G-Bag of the day? Can we get Alex now? All right. Who is your G-Bag of the day? Let me see if I can get this in right here while Alex walks over to us. Is it Sean? Who's the other guy? Who's our other nominee? Sean
Eric Mays.
The city councilman. Okay.
Spitting that hot fire.
City councilman here. The poll is going up on @GBagNation. This next guest who's joining us live on Radio Row, we've seen a lot of great former players so far. We're being joined now by one of the top free agents in the NFL coming up in March, coming off the best season of his career, and he's already had a heck of a career. 120 tackles or more in each of the last three seasons, put up 163 for the Broncos this year. Alex Singleton out of Montana State University sitting down with us now here on your home of the Cowboys. How the hell are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. All these tackles, man. What's it take? What's it take to be there every time?
Oh, man. Yeah, preparation. You know, I was – the coaches started, you know, Monday, Tuesday, getting the game plan in. And then I just think, you know, studying it, knowing what to do, and just getting to the ball. I think, you know, I learned that when I was 7 or 8 years old. I think my dad's screaming it at me from across, you know, from the sideline every play. Just get to the ball.
Yeah.
You know, and I still hear that. And I think it's the, you know, being undrafted, having to play in Canada a little bit, it's kind of – you know, never left. Like, if you're playing defense, the one thing you need to do is stop a guy from scoring a touchdown is taking him to the ground. So I think that's something that's always stuck with me.
So does that happen when the ball is snapped, or does that happen throughout the week? Like, do you know what the play is going to be on their alignment, and you're thinking it's mm-hmm. coming here, and so you're a half step ahead of others in your situation?
Yeah, I think, yeah, both. It's kind of, you know, in a game, you know, it's a copycat league, so I think a lot of teams will do certain things against certain defenses, so you might not have seen it during the week in your preparation. It's just like, oh, I've seen this one before, here we go. Or it's they're lined up and, you know, whatever, trip slot, you know, gun far, gun near, whatever, they only run these three plays out of this, all right, let's you know, cheat one way or the other and make the best.
So the Eagles, if they still had you, would have been insane. Like, you know, how'd they let you go, and are you happy for your former team there and your friends, or do you resent it?
Yeah, you know, we were moving in separate directions, and so I think, you know, it was good for me in my career to leave, but I am super happy for them. I think what they've done this year, it's special. You know, they kind of took care of business, you know, most of the season. You know, their only real hiccup was in Dallas, really, and that was, you know, not with Jalen. And so, yeah, they're ready to, you know, win. They got the team to win. They got the O-line to win, the D-line, you know, I think the offense. I don't think there's a guy that wasn't a top five player at their position. So I think that single-handedly should almost win you a Super Bowl. Defensively, I don't know if there was a guy outside the top five. It's really special what they've been able to do this season, and I'm just really excited for them.
Now, they're loaded. Now, for you, it seemed like you've been building to this. We got to talk with you last year with the Special Olympics as well leading up to this. So this was a breakout year. It seemed like everything just kind of fell into place. What did something click for you, or was it the defense? I know as a whole, your defense was outstanding there in Denver.
Yeah, and, you know, that was why I was so excited to go to Denver. You know, that defense has been a top five defense, you know, for as long as I've been in the league, and their offenses have never really been there, you know, and I think – you know, obviously this year everyone expected it to be a little different, you know, with our outcome of the season. But the defense never changed. And it was something that, you know, when I walked in, it was like, yo, what's up, Alex? And, like, being completely invited in, it was really, really special. And you could feel it from day one. And, yeah, I think just, you know, being in that system, it's kind of like the Eagles defense, you know, the system altogether. And, you know, I think I fit right in and played a part. And, you know, with the other 10 guys, with how good they already were, it was easy to, you know, find my place there.
Sure, the Broncos would love to have you back. But, I mean, the Cowboys could use some linebacker help. We are the home of the Cowboys. What would you think about playing for Dan Quinn with Micah Parsons?
Yeah, it would definitely not be a bad place to go. And, you know, they do spend a lot of time in Oxnard, and I'm from Thousand Oaks.
Yes.
So
there you go.
You know, about a 10-minute drive. I grew up, yeah, we used to go down, and I would sit there and go, man, I want to be that one day. I just don't know if there's an actual chance. And, you know, now that I am, you know, it's really special. Yeah, it would definitely be cool to do even a training camp in Oxnard.
I'll tell
special.
You what, I've seen you play a bunch, and if I was your agent, I would sell you to an L.A. team, because you kill the Chargers. You know, if I'm watching tape for the Chargers right now, I'm sitting here going, we got to get this guy. He had 41 tackles against us this year. So, I mean, as the Cowboys, if any of our buddies in the Dallas, listen, Will McClay and you guys, watch this guy play against the Chargers, and you pay him anything he wants.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right there. But yeah, that was. But you mentioned, though, is to me when you play. I mean, you're just so active and all that, though. And you mentioned the reading stuff like that. The players, do you find players don't study near enough for these games? I mean, I'm sure you go home, you know, you're tired, but you plop down your iPad and you start looking at tape and stuff. Do you ever wonder, like, man, I'm busting my ass. I wonder if everybody else is busting their ass, too.
Yeah, and but that's any profession. You know, when you go to work, everyone is like, oh, is that guy pulling his own weight? Yeah. Or is that? And I think ours is obviously just on a bigger scale. Everyone notices week in and week out. And, yeah, you know, you wonder, but it's a team sport, so you're right. hoping everyone's doing it, and right. you help you know when you ask the guy, hey, do you remember this? And, you know, if they say yes or no, or, right. you know, if they're
they
like,
they get that
Whoa.
Weird look in their face, oh, like, yeah. I don't think this guy's studying very much.
Well, and you could always tell, so on yeah. Fridays or Saturdays, yeah. coaches will play, like, a whole game of a team. And you can tell, you know, by the time, you know, I've seen the play four or five times, or right. if their coaches have shown them. But the guys in the room will go like, ooh, and you're like, wait, you haven't seen that yet?
that's a tough. You're telling yourself.
Yeah, you want to.
You know, watching the Chiefs.
Pro tip
yeah,
right there.
Is, yeah, so never get excited in a football meeting on a Friday if you haven't seen the play yet.
Wow, that is wisdom.
Yeah, and so you play for the Broncos, playing Pat Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Is that far and away unlike anything you've ever experienced in terms of playing a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, he's just different. You know, this year, the play that he threw to McKinnon, he was about to get sacked, and he just flipped it over his head. And because I'm running with Kelsey, you know, on a scramble drill, and we're kind of talking, you know, because I was with the Eagles. So, we were just having, like, a conversation way away from the play. And all of a sudden, you just see the ball kind of just get flicked over his head, and you're like, okay. Well, in my head, I'm like, that's going out of bounds. And Kelsey starts taking off, and I'm like, well, why is he running? They're not. That's yeah. not. And all of a sudden, you know, McKinnon catches it, and it's like a 57-yard yeah. touchdown on, you know, 4th and 3, I think it was. And it was just like, you know, this is just something
stupid.
It's special. It's really, you know, it's a special quarterback, and you know, it's cool to have in this league.
Do you have an idea who's going to win? Do you have a good idea? Strong pick?
You know, I got to roll with the Eagles. I was there for 3 years. I want my boys to win. It'd yeah. be really special, and I can't go with the division rival right now.
Well, yeah, is okay. that just an emotional pick, or is that what the script said?
Yeah. Yeah, when I got the 2022 script, they didn't put, you know, we didn't make it that far. So.
You're like, what, Russell Wilson, 14 touchdowns?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, right? Yeah. It's the, you know, the bathroom thing that people yeah. talk about.
Oh, you got to ask your
That's
question.
That's my window, bro. Yeah, there you Here go. We go. We were monitoring that all year. Were you surprised to find out that he had 12 bathrooms in his house?
No, he's married to Sierra. I figured they would have more than that.
Really? Okay, okay. Yeah. Did you use the facilities at any point during maybe a birthday party or something?
No. His birthday party wasn't at his house. It was at a really nice restaurant, though.
Okay,
so,
very cool. Good.
No,
very
I
good.
Haven't. The offense was there all the time, you know. Defense, we didn't get invited, you know.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, though, you guys played badass defense this year. Was there a level of – did you ever get frustrated as a unit, you know, like – man, we're holding these guys to nothing. I always wonder that about players, and so I'm asking all these, like, negative questions. I'm sorry about that. But I just wonder, though, you guys playing such great defense, and if you could just get one more touchdown, you guys win a lot more games.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say it's frustration because we see them during the week. We see them during camp, and we're like, you know they have it. So every right. time you're coming off, you're like, hey, guys, you know, go get it.
Yeah.
And when you're not seeing it, you're just like, you know, you're just wondering. Yeah. It's more wondering like, oh, when is it going to happen? Because we thought eventually, you know, every week it was like, it's going to click and we're going to take care of this game. But then there was multiple games where, you know, it was 6-3 and we were winning in the fourth yeah. quarter where, you know, as a defense, if we just made one more stop, we win that game 6-3. So it was, you know, when you looked at the final season stats, it was as much on us in those situations as, you know, kind of them, you know, obviously if they just score more, we win more. That's, you
man,
know,
you're giving up 12 points a game.
No, he's a good teammate, man, right? He's a good teammate.
He is a great teammate because yeah. I would be hacked. I would
That's
be
a Super Bowl
hot.
Defense right there is what
yeah,
that
he
is.
Had, yeah. He played Super on defense. One. He sure did. Yeah.
Alex Singleton here, free agent linebacker now. Last year with the Broncos, 163 tackles. You're here with the Special Olympics, and you have a plus one with you, right? Can you yep. tell us more about this?
Yeah. I'm here with Monteith Briggs. You know, he's from Arizona, Special Olympics participant from Arizona. Monteith, you want to tell him what sports you're playing?
Mm.
Oh,
Tim, we got to get this mic on.
Yep. You there?
Here we go.
Yep. Go ahead, sir.
You do all sports. I'm mostly a football guy, you know.
Yeah, baby.
Soccer, we went to state. We're going to state. And badminton, I went to state. I suck at it, though, but.
Self-awareness, baby. I love it.
You good at football, though?
Yes.
What's your favorite position, or what position do you
Wide
play?
Wide receivers and safety.
Wide receiver and safety.
There we go.
You can run a little bit, huh? You pretty fast?
Yes.
Okay. How many touchdowns you get this season?
This season I'm playing quarterback, so.
Oh, really?
All right.
Yes.
And how do you like that?
I like it. I mean, I played before. It was pretty nice.
Okay. How would you describe your quarterback game? Are you like are you a pocket passer, or are we breaking out of the pocket, scrambling for some first downs?
I don't over scramble. I just scramble when I need to.
There you go.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
It's the new game.
So
right
when's your next big game, and how can people in Dallas find out more about what you guys have going on?
My next big game is on Friday at the Avondale Sports Complex.
Let's go.
It's pretty nice. It's a big game. I believe we go against Buckeye.
And what happens if you win the game?
We win the game. It increases our chances of going to state.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's great.
Well, good luck to you, man.
Yeah, well, best of luck to both of you guys. It's been great getting to know you, Alex. Hopefully we see you in Dallas here in about 3 months.
We don't want to play against this guy. Yeah, yeah, we don't want to play against him. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah, just don't come to the NFC.
Yeah, please. Stay away.
Thank you so much, though. And best of luck to you. Congratulations on your success. It's the Buckeyes on Friday, right, sir? Tear them up. All right, thank you guys so much. Special Olympics. Find out more about that online. Okay, when we come back, it's going to be time for Krusty's Corner, and where are we going with that today, sir?
I've got some Super Bowl questions, my guys. We'll do that next.